Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Snyder in for Lisa Dent on 720 WGN. And Tuesdays with Tom are sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And I am so delighted to speak to my longtime pal, Tom Skilling. Tom, I think I'm the last one to congratulate you on your upcoming retirement.
Oh, Wendy, I'll tell you something. First of all, it's great to talk to you. Aww. It's been way, way too long. And thank you for that. You know, Wendy, you'll find this out yourself. I think the decision on when to retire is probably the toughest decision you make in your life, or one of them. And it's taken me a while because I love what I'm doing.
But, I know.
You know, Wendy, it's just kind of, you know, I've done this for a half a century, and the life has not been spent in me yet. I've still got some energy and some things to do. So who knows what we'll do, but it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I'm
By the way, you're hearing Penny in the background. That's our little doggy who's just thrilled that I'm talking with you.
Oh, hi, Penny. I got a treat for her.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely. Now, listen, Tom, I am going to wrap myself around your calf when you try to walk out of the WGN TV studios for the last time and beg you not to retire. What will we do without you?
You know, I'm not going away totally. You know, in recent years, I've been visiting Hawaii, and I've been going for years up to Alaska. And I think I'll have a chance to do that a little more frequently, but I'm not leaving Chicago. I will be around. And I've got some ideas on what may follow and all. So you're not getting rid of me totally here,
okay,
Wendy.
Good.
It'll just be changing maybe the length of the day a little bit, which will be kind of fun.
Well, we love you so much. And, yes, that will be fun. Now, let me sing a little song to you. Rain, rain, go away. Tom Skilling wants to go out and play.
I hear you. You know, the one thing to say about it, Wendy, is we needed the moisture. It's been dry around here. Do you know, going into this system, which has produced over an inch of rain already in parts of the area, we had had only a tenth of an inch of rain for the entire month, making it the fifth driest November of the last 153 years. So it had been very dry, and you don't want to get behind in your moisture, despite the fact, you know, we're not growing things this time of the year the way we would have been months ago in the growing season. But it's good to keep that moisture coming. The good news is this thing is winding down right now, and we'll break the clouds up tonight and have some partly sunny skies for tomorrow and Thursday. This is a decidedly cooler week than what we had last week, and yet we're still just a little bit above normal. But there's still cooler air to come this weekend and going into next week. So, you know, it's autumn. That happens around here as these days continue to shorten and we get less energy from the sun. So that's starting to catch up with us a little bit.
I am not complaining. We have been pretty blessed.
We have. You know, we've had something like almost twice the normal amount of possible sun for November, and it's been a beautiful autumn around here. We've moved past peak colors now, though there still are patches of color around that are still gorgeous. But, you know, it's an interesting time of the year as we transition into a whole different season. And we're only 9 days away from the start of meteorological winter, which happens on December 1st. And that's coming up here. That'll take place, a week from this Friday. So we're getting there.
And I'll be honest with you, Tom, we were really blessed this year because we had a wonderful spring. I haven't seen a spring in quite some time. Then we had a great summer, and we got fall. We're going to get all four seasons this year.
Yeah, you know, we had had a whole series of springs up to this past spring where it had rained, and we were setting new records almost every May for years. And that stopped this year. And, you know, we had some periods where we were a little dry and other periods where we were a little too wet. In fact, way too wet on a couple of occasions. We had that 9-inch rain back in July in parts of the city that did some terrible flooding. But these were kind of localized, and by and large, it wasn't a bad summer around here. However, one thing to note, we've had more tornadoes than any other state up to this point in the year.
We've spoken before.
That was a downside.
Yeah, we have spoken before about this because I have an irrational fear of tornadoes, and I shouldn't, but I do. And I watch you, and the last time we had so many tornadoes in one day, you were on vacation, so thank God for Bill Snyder.
Yeah, I know. Your namesake.
No, it's
really true. Well, we've got a wonderful group over there.
Oh,
and
totally.
I'll tell you, everybody's ready to step in when the weather breaks. And, those nights are particularly frightening, especially the nighttime ones where you get these storms to come out of the darkness. And I don't think there's anything more terrifying than that.
You know, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I don't think anyone can stump you, really, Tom. But my mechanic was telling me that Cook County had not had a tornado before this last round of storms. Is that true?
Oh, no.
There's
a lot of mythology about the lake protecting us and the buildings being a deterrent. And that's not always the case. You know, we've had some terrible tornadoes in the city. This notion that we're somehow protected is false, and we tried for decades to relieve that myth, but it continues to come back. No, you know, the last tornado we had in what is now the Loop was like back in 1874, but think about it. The day of the Oaklawn Belvedere tornado back in April of 67, that's terrible tornadoes. One of those tornadoes went across the south end of the city out over the lake. We had a tornado touch down on the Loyola campus not all that long ago here on the north side of the city, went out over the lake. So believe me, we've had our tornadoes in the city, and there's nothing about the city or having a lake next to us that guarantees we won't get a tornado. There's some deterrence that can occur in certain situations, but it's not foolproof, and we've got to take it seriously. By the way, you said you had a fear of tornadoes. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's wise to have a good respect for what nature can do, because that keeps us all on our toes.
Yeah.
You know, we think about where we are and what's developing outside our homes and all. And that's, you also think ahead of time about where you go if, you had evidence a tornado really was hitting. It's not a bad thing to do.
No, but
you have a plan.
You'd laugh at me because I have like a tool belt with a phone and a flashlight and a crank radio.
Good.
I know.
I'd say hats off to you, Wendy. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
You're ready.
Hold your thought, and we will talk La Nina, El Nino. All right, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this week. She is enjoying a week off, and Tuesdays with Tom are sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, we've got, you know, I have a roommate who, Sean Lewis, he works with me over at WGN.
I love him.
And I know, Sean is very, very talented. He's the ultimate storyteller. But anyway, he is into, it's fun having a roommate who loves to cook.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll find, Wendy, my little weather den here in the home office is off the kitchen. And I'll be in here working on my weather charts and all this stuff, and I'll hear this clinking and clacking going on next to me. And all of a sudden, the air fills with these awesome smells. Well, anyway, Sean called me last weekend and said, from work, said, hey, I've got the turkey in the freezer. Take it out now because we've got to start thawing it. So he bought a turkey, and I don't know exactly what he has on the menu, but it's going to be awesome if past Thanksgivings are any indication. So how about you, Wendy? What are you doing?
I am hosting 13 people. I like to host every year because then I can bring my in-laws and my family together, and I can control the menu a little bit, Tom.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Sean tells me we're going to have about 8,
guess,
here. So. Yeah, so we're going to have a little group here, too. Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, do you make a turkey, or do you do ham or something else?
I make a turkey, and I am very traditional, and I stuff my turkey, Tom. I really do. I know you're not supposed to, but we grew up with it like that, so I'm going to continue that tradition.
Hey, we're still around, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Isn't stuffing fun? I'll tell you, it's just, the whole thing is awesome. My mother used to get up at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I remember as little kids, we'd wake up and the house was filled with those marvelous Thanksgiving smells. And so to relive that again is awesome. Well, it sounds to me like you've got a wonderful Thanksgiving plan. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. And so what are we looking at for winter? I've read about La Nina and El Nino. Which do we have and how does it affect us?
We have El Nino going, and it's a strong one this year. That's a warming of the equatorial Pacific waters. And, of course, despite the fact that's thousands of miles away, the fact is when you do something like that, you start fiddling with the ocean temperatures, even at some distance. It has upstream and downstream effects in the atmosphere, and there are big ones. The reason you hear so much about El Nino and La Nina is because they together affect the weather over about 80% of the planet in one way or another. And what it does for us in winter, very often, and no two El Ninos are alike, so you can't always rubber stamp it precisely. But most El Ninos mean a milder than average winter on the whole for the Midwest. Doesn't mean there won't be cold spells, and it doesn't mean there won't be snowstorms, but there tend to be less of both. And so we tend to find in El Nino winters dominance of Pacific air, and that's that mild air in winter that comes across the country, and that breaks up to any Arctic surges you've got and even dominates sometimes. So if that's true, if this turns out to be a standard El Nino and a lot of things going into making a season's weather, it's not just El Nino, but if this dominates as an influence, we'll see a milder than average and probably less snowy than average winter. Not to say there won't be snowstorms, but there'll be a lot fewer of them, presumably, in our area.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for snow on Christmas, because I do enjoy that, but that's all I need.
I agree with you. There's something magical about Christmas. You know, I was talking to Louis Uccellini. Louis was head of the Weather Service. He was a friend of mine. He was finishing his doctorate when I was going to school up in Madison, and he and a co-author have authored the definitive book on snowstorms on the East Coast. And he loved snow. And I remember when we were going to school at the University of Wisconsin, we'd gather in the map and the data room up there every time a storm was coming in. There'd be graduate students, and here was Tom with them, and I'd listen to what they were looking at. They'd be looking at all the charts and all, but there was a real passion towards snow, and I was talking to Louie about that this past weekend. So it's interesting, you're not alone in that. There are people that like snow, and some people will moan when they hear that, but it is kind of a magical part of winter around here. It's not fun to drive in, but it's kind of neat.
Exactly. And what are we looking like temperature-wise for Thanksgiving, would you estimate?
Mid-40s is what we're saying now, Wendy. So 47 degrees. That's a little above normal, actually, for this time of the year, but it's a lot below where we've been. So it will feel cooler than the weather we've had in recent weeks because we've been so abnormally warm until we got into this cooler phase we're in right now. So 47, I think partly sunny tomorrow, Wednesday, and during the day on Thursday, and Friday, too, for that matter. And then Saturday, probably partly sunny again. We'll keep temps in the low 40s on Friday and Saturday. And then that snow system could be in here on Sunday. So it may be that folks who are returning home will have some snow to deal with. Mm. As I say, at this point, it doesn't look like a huge snowstorm. But, you know, anytime you put a little snow down on the ground, which is conceivable with this thing on Sunday, that always looks kind of interesting and you take it seriously. So we'll keep an eye on that thing on Sunday.
Are we going to hit the 60s again at all for the rest of the year? That's finished, huh?
You know what? It's interesting. A couple of model runs do have us poking up towards 60 out late in the two-week period. Whether that verifies or not, we'll see. I'm looking at that right now. But it's not out of the realm of conceivability that we could still have a spike like that. All you need is a storm to come along and turn the wind southerly and pump the warm air in. It tends not to last. But you can get some mild weather, some punches of mild air yet.
And my dog, Kona, would like to wish Penny some scraps for Thanksgiving this year. Not too much.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah.
I love the name, too, Kona. I'll tell you.
I know you love Hawaii. Our first dog was Tiki, and when he passed, we got another one, named him Kona.
Cool.
Jimmy Mack and I went to Hawaii on our honeymoon, and it just has a lovely spot in our heart. I know you love it, too.
Oh, I do, too. I've been going out to the Big Island in recent years, but do you have a favorite island out there?
We really liked the Big Island. I have a girlfriend that still lives out there. Vicky loves you and follows you and is a big fan of yours as well. And I like Maui, too. I like Ka'anapali Beach.
Yes, it's beautiful. You know, Micah Matera goes out to Maui. And I kid her, because from the Big Island, you can see Haleakala, the big volcano on Maui.
Yes, I went bike riding. I bike rode. Yes, it was very scary and very beautiful.
Yeah, did you go up and watch sunrise
yep.
or sunset and then
yes,
bike
we did.
Down? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people do. I know. Well, I always tell Micah, in fact, I'll take my phone and I take a picture of Haleakala as viewed from the Big Island, the island next door. And I said, Micah, Haleakala is calling you. So now I'll have to do the same for you, Wendy.
Yeah.
And
well,
say, hey, Haleakala is calling you.
Well, aloha, my friend Tom. I will join you anytime.
You.
It's so great to talk
Thank
to you.
It's good to talk to you too, Wendy. I'll tell you. And you have a marvelous Thanksgiving.
You as well. Bye-bye. I love him so much. All right. Lauren Lapka has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.